第一节
Verse 1，
以下是神人摩西在未死之先为以色列人所祝的福。
Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death.
他说耶和华从西乃而来，从西尔向他们显现，从巴兰山发出光辉，从万万圣者中来临，从他右手为百姓传出烈火的律法。
And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of myriads of holy ones. At his right hand, there was flashing lightning for them.
他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他手中，他们坐在他脚下，领受他的言语。
Indeed, he loves the people. All thy holy ones are in thy land, and they sat down at thy feet.Everyone receives of thy word.
我们知道刚才这句话乃是摩西临终的话。
We know that these words were some ending words of Moses.
他还没有死以前，他为以色列人祝福。
Before he died, he blessed the people of Israel.
他祝福的时候刚好是120岁。
When he blessed them, he was 120 years old.
在神所给他120年当中。
Among the 120 years that the Lord gave him,
他经过了43,830 天。
He went through 43,380 days.
在这么多的天里面，
throughout this many days,
有一天摩西永远不会忘记。
There is one particular day that he will never forget.
他要离开这个世界以前，
before he was to leave this earth,
他记得在这四万多天里面有一天叫他永远不会忘记。
Of the 40,000 plus days that he lived, there was one day that he did not forget.
他不只是摩西一生最大的一天。
Not only was it one of the greatest days in his life,
他也是人类历史上最重要的一天。
But it was also among the history of mankind, one of the most important
days. 在这一天以前，从来没有发生过这样的事。
Before this day, nothing like this had ever happened.
所以当摩西回顾以往的时候，
When Moses was reminiscing,
当他想到神一生怎样带领他经过三个四十年，
When he thought of how the Lord led him through three periods of 40 years,
他要开始为以色列人祝福。
He was going to bless the people of Israel.
他怎么开始他的祝福？
How did he begin his blessing?
他记得有一天，
He remembered one day.
那一天耶和华从西乃而来。
That day, the Lord came from Sinai.
从西尔向他们显现。
And dawned on them from Seir.
从巴兰山发出光辉。
And he showed forth from Mount Paran.
他不是一个人来。
He did not come by himself.
他在从万万圣者中来临。
He came with myriads of holy ones.
神曾经向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham once.
神也曾经对亚当说话。
He also spoke to Adam.
但是如果在人类历史上你仔细去读的话，
But in history, if you read carefully,
在人类历史上，
Among the history of mankind,
在这个地球上，
On this earth,
从来没有发生过这样的事。
Never has something like this happened.
天上的神，
the heaven God,
创造宇宙的神，
the God who created the earth,
就在那一天，
at that day,
他从天上率领众天使来到了这个地上。
He sent the holy ones down to this earth,
然后从烈火中传出律法。
And through the flashing of lightning, he gave through the commandments.
摩西还记得。
And Moses remembered.
他疼爱百姓。
He loved the people.
众圣徒都在他手中。
All the people were in his hand.
200万以色列人个个都是圣徒。
2 million Israelites in his hand.
他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
They sat down at his feet, receiving his word.
这一天
，This day
是摩西永远不会忘记的一天。
Is a day that Moses will never forget.
在旧约里面
，In the Old Testament,
恐怕这是最大的一天。
It is probably one of the most important days.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
摩西好几次提到这个日子。
Moses many times mentioned this day.
我们来看第四章。
Let us turn to chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四节
，verse 4.
耶和华在山上从火中面对面。与你们说话。第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4. The Lord spoke to you face to face at the mountain from the midst of the fire.
然后我们再看第九章。
Now, chapter 10. I'm sorry, chapter 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华把两块石板交给我。
And the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone.
是神用指头写的，板上所写的，是照耶和华在大会的日子，在山上从火中对你们所说的一切话。
Written by the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly.
那个日子是大会的日子。
That day was the day of the assembly.
两百万人都站在神的山下。
2 million people at the foot of the mountain of God.
然后神从火中对他们说一切的话。
Then through the midst of the fire, he spoke to them.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第四节
Verse 4
耶和华将那大会之日在山上为火中所传与你们的十条诫照先前所写的写在这板上将板交给我了
And he wrote on the tablets like the former writing the ten commandments which the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly and the Lord gave them to me
大会之日
The day of the assembly.
乃是两百万以色列人他们聚坐在神脚前听他言语的那天。
2 million people of Israel sitting at the foot of the mountain listening to our Lord's words.
这一天到底是哪一天呢?
What day is this day?
我们来看民数记。
Let us look at Numbers.
民数记。对不起,出埃及记。
I'm sorry, Exodus.
出埃及记第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
以色列人出埃及地以后满了三个月的那一天就来到西乃的旷野
In the third month after the sons of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt on that very day they came into the wilderness of Sinai
这节圣经在中文的翻译对我们有困难
There's difficulty in the Chinese translation
中文的翻译是满了三个月的那一天
In Chinese it says after 3 months were completed
所以意思就是说他们经过了90天以后就到了西乃的旷野。
In other words, after 90 days, they went into the wilderness of Sinai.
其实这里原文不是这么说的。
But the origin is actually not like that.
不是满了三个月。
It's not after completing 3 months.
原文乃是第三个月。
In the origin, it says the third month.
第三个月的第一天。
The first day of the third month.
他们就来到了西乃的旷野。
Then they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
从什么时候开始算起呢?
When do you start counting?
从出埃及以后开始算起。
You start counting after they left Egypt.
从逾越节开始算起。
You start counting after the Passover.
所以如果你仔细计算的话
If you count carefully,
就是过了逾越节以后第47天他们就到了西乃的旷野。
It is the 47th day after the Passover that they reached the wilderness of Sinai.
然后我们来看第16节。
Then let's turn to verse 16.
到了第三天早晨。
So it came about on the third day.
在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云并且脚声甚大营中的百姓尽都发颤。
That there were thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very loud trumpet sound.
摩西率领百姓出营迎接神都站在山下。
So that all the people who were in the camp trembled and Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God and they stood at the foot of the mountain.
西乃全山冒烟因为耶和华在火中降于山上山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般片山大大的震动。
Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked violently.
脚声渐渐高而又高。
When the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder.
然后我们来看生命记。
Now let us turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第四节
Verse 4
耶和华在山上从火中面对面与你们说话
The Lord spoke to you face to face at the mountain from the midst of the fire
第六节
Verse 6
说我是耶和华你的神曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery
除了我以外你不可有别的神
You shall have no other gods before me
下面就总共十条诫命
And then we have the Ten Commandments
还有二十二节
Verse 22
这些话在耶和华在山上从火中云中幽暗中大声晓谕你们全会众的此外并没有添别的话他就把这话写在两块石板上交给我了
These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain from the midst of the fire, of the cloud and of the thick gloom, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on the two tablets of stone and gave them to me.
那是火焰烧山，你们听见从黑暗中出来的声音，你们支派中所有的首领和长老都来就近我。
And it came about when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders.
说看哪、啊、耶和华我们的神将他的荣光和他的大能显给我们看，我们又听见他的声音从火中出来，今日我们得见神与人说话，人还存活。
And you said, Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire.We have seen today that God speaks with man, yet he lives.
现在这大火将要烧灭我们，我们何必冒死呢？若再听见耶和华我们神的声音，就必死亡。
Now then, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer, then we shall die.
凡属血气的，曾有何人听见永生神的声音从火中出来，像我们听见还能存活呢？
For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God?Speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived.
求你近前去听耶和华我们神所要说的一切话，将他对你说的话都传给我们，我们就听从遵行。
Go near and hear all that the Lord our God says. Then speak to us all that the Lord our God will speak to you, and we will hear and do it.
我们再回到出埃及记二十章。
And let us turn back to Exodus chapter 20.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
耶和华对摩西说，你要向以色列人这样说。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel,
你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话了。
You yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven.
刚才我们所读的这一段圣经，
These verses that we just read,
就描写给我们看见摩西永远不会忘记的那一天。
Describes to us the day that Moses will never forget.
在这个以前
Before this time,
神和摩西在西乃山相会过。
God met Moses on Mount Sinai.
然后神差遣摩西把以色列人从埃及招出来。
Then God sent Moses to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
结果我们知道他们经过了在旷野里面。
Then they were in the wilderness.
他们享受他们神用老鹰背过他们。
And God threw the eaglesupported them up.
我们知道说他们在旷野里面结果神让磐石流出火水来。
And in the wilderness the rock flowed through water.
神当他们苦水遭遇到玛拉苦水的时候神让苦水变甜。
When they met with the bitter waters of Marah, the water was sweetened.
他们看见神的神迹。
They saw the miracles of God.
他们看见神的同在。
They saw the presence of God.
神用云柱火柱率领他们。
Through the pillars of the cloud and the fire, he led them.
神亲自为他们征战。
God fought for them.
摩西举手的时候他们就打胜仗。
When Moses raised his hand, they were victorious in battle.
所以我们看见他们虽然经过旷野。
Even though they went through the wilderness.
神说他们像小鹰一样。
God said they were like little eagles.
他们容易留恋在原来的小鹰的巢窝里面。
Very easy for them to want to stay in their nest.
那个就是埃及。
That is Egypt.
那么每天好当老鹰保护小鹰的时候。
When the mother eagle is protecting the small eagle.
老鹰总是把小鹰放在最安全的地方。
The mother eagle will always place them in the safest place.
结果小鹰就忘记了。
So the little eagles will forget.
小鹰需要长大的。
The eaglets need to grow up.
如果他们继续在这个窝里面的话。
If they are to stay in the nest.
他们永远就不会飞了。
They will never fly.
结果他们没有想到。
So they never thought.
有一天母这个老鹰居然用翅膀用它的翅膀带进一阵的台风来。
One day, the mother eagle will actually create a typhoon with her wings.
好像把整个的窝巢都搅乱了。
Bringing into turmoil that nest.
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
为什么有这些事发生。
Why are these things happening?
就好像以色列一样。
Just like the people of Israel.
他们在尼罗河流域，他们在埃及尼罗三角洲，他们一共在那里待了四百年。
They were at 400 years they spent by the Nile River.
他们觉得这里好得很。
They thought this place was marvelous.
但是没有想到。
But they never thought.
有一天神用大风在他们整个埃及的环境里面起了很大的搅动。
That God one day will bring a lot of wind, big wind through the Egypt.
然后神带领他们出埃及
and bring them out of Egypt.
然后一路上神看顾他们
And day by day, God will take care of them.
这许多的看顾。
And this taking care of them.
神怎么形容呢？
How does God describe
them? 他就是那个老鹰。
He is that eagle.
这个小鹰不会飞的。
The eaglets don't know how to fly.
小鹰正在学飞的时候。
But when the eaglets are learning to fly,
它很可能就掉下来了。
Possibly they will fall.
这个时候母老鹰就很快地用它的翅膀就把小鹰拖住了。
And that is when the mother eagle will come down and catch it with her wings.
这条旷野的路他们从来没有走过。
They have never walked this wilderness way.
但是神说。
But God said,
我像老鹰一样把你们这些小鹰放在我的翅膀底下。
I am like the mother eagle carrying you upon my wings.
当老鹰在那里飞的时候，
As the mother eagle is flying,
在小鹰的感觉它好像在那里飞一样。
It's as if the eaglets are also flying.
从第一天通通是恩典。
From the first day it was all grace.
然后神说，
Then God said,
我把你们带来归我。
He said, I bring you before me.
现在他们终于到了和神约定的这个山上。
And now they finally reached the mountain where they were supposed to meet.
神和摩西相会的地方也是神和200万以色列人相会的地方。
The place where God met Moses was the same place that God met his people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在以色列人到了第47天过了月节到47天他们到了西奈的旷野。
47 days after the Passover, they reached the wilderness of Sinai.
然后第三天
And then the third day,
你看见神果然裂天而降。
And God came down, split the heavens and came down.
告诉我们说，摩西就率领百姓出营去迎接神，都站在山下。
And then all of the people came before the mountain to receive the Lord.
神的荣耀就降临在那座山上。
And His glory came upon the mountain.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这次不是神单独来的。
He did not come alone.
神乃是和那些万万的圣者一同来的。
He came along with myriads of holy ones.
看得见的和看不见的。
Those that could be seen and not be seen.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这边是摩西率领200万人。
On one hand, Moses bringing forth 2 million people.
那边是天上的神率领千千万万的使者。
On the other hand, the heavenly God bringing down myriads of holy ones.
千千万万的圣者。
10,000 holy ones.
然后神就降在西乃山。
And then God descended upon Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见神的荣耀就在西乃山上。
Now you see the glory of God on Mount Sinai.
所以他们看见整座的山都烧起来了。
And they saw that the whole mountain was in flames.
当初摩西所看见的是火烧的荆棘。
What Moses saw was the burning bush.
现在以色列人所看见是火烧的一座山。
Now the people of Israel see a burning mountain.
这座山本来是火山。
This mountain was a volcano before.
等到它烧的时候，
While it was burning,
你看见这个火没有用火山上任何的东西来做它的燃料。
The fire that was on this mountain did not use anything on that mountain to
as a fuel.
To fuel the fire.
所以就好像啊摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
摩西看见荆棘的时候，
When Moses saw the burning
bush, 火烧在荆棘上，
The fire was burning on the bush.
但是那个火没有用这个荆棘来做燃料。
But the fire did not use the bush as fuel.
不是因为这个荆棘消耗了，所以那个光就增，火的光就增加了。
It wasn't because the burning bush was being used, therefore the light was light brighter.
这些的火乃是代表神的荣耀。
This fire represents God's glory.
荣耀的神裂天而降。
The glorious God broke through the heavens and descended.
这件事从来没有发生过。
This has never happened before.
在这个地球上。
On this earth,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
现在神率领千千万万的圣者，
Now all the myriads of holy ones,
从天上降到地上，
Descend to earth.
然后摩西率领200万人去迎见神，
And then Moses calling all the 2 million people to meet the Lord.
他们从来没有会见过， 会见过。
They had never met before.
结果他们看见整个山上都满了神的荣耀，
Then the whole mountain full of God's glory.
那个全山冒烟，
The whole mountain was flaming.
圣经告诉我们说有角声有雷轰有闪电各样这样的声音。
There were lightning flashes, trumpet sounds, and thunder.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所以圣经告诉我们说，所有的老百姓，所有的以色列人，他们都发抖。
So all the people in the camp trembled.
你想想看，
Think about it.
圣洁的神，
The Holy God,
荣耀的神，
Glorious God,
他终于来到了，他来到了地上。
Finally, he descended to earth.
来到了西乃山。
He had descended to Mount Sinai.
现在他要和以色列人说话。
Now he wants to speak to the people of Israel.
他说话的时候，
When he speaks,
200万人都站在他的面前。
2 million people before him.
神没有借着摩西说话。
God did not go speak through Moses.
神自己说话。
God spoke himself.
神说了10句话。
He spoke 10 words.
弟兄姊妹，他没有加上任何的。
He did not add anything else.
然后用他的字头写在两个石板上。
Then with his fingers he wrote on two tablets.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
那个日子是所有以色列人永远不会忘记的。
That day will not be forgotten by all the people of Israel.
那个光景叫他们感觉说，叫他们问一个问题说。
That environment made them ask a question.
他们怎么发问题呢？
What was the question?
他们说这个耶和华我们的神将他的荣光和他大能显给我们看。
The Lord has appeared and showed forth his glory to us.
我们又听见他的声音从火中出来。
And we heard his voice through the fire.
今日我们得见神与人说话。
Today we hear of God speaking to us.
人还存活。
Can man be still exist?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这些罪人怎么可能站在神的面前？
How can these sinners stand before God?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
就做历史来说
According to history,
你看见神就降到地上来。
God descended to earth.
第一次在地上。
The first time on earth.
你看见在地好像在天一样。
It's the first time that you see it heaven on earth.
神对摩西怎么说？
What did God say to Moses?
他说你要像以色列人这样说。
He told Moses, you should say this.
你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话了。
You have seen that I've spoken to you from heaven.
神明明从火里面说话。
God spoke through the fire.
神明明从山里面说话。
God spoke in the mountain.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见神降到西奈山的时候。
God, when he descended to Mount Sinai.
他把天带到地上。
He brought heaven down to earth.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是人类历史里面不能忘记的一天。
Throughout the history of mankind, it's a day not to be forgotten.
在那个时候
on that day,
就在西乃旷野那个地方
in the wilderness of Sinai,
现在有一班人
there is a group of people,
他们站在那里
they are standing there,
明明听见神从山里面山火里面说话
listening to the words coming out of the fire,
神说你们看见我从天上和你们说话
God says, you have seen that I've spoken to you from heaven,
亲爱的弟兄
brothers and sisters,
难怪摩西永远不会忘记那个日子
no wonder Moses never forgot that day,
他要到神那里去
He was going to be with the Lord.
他走完了43,830个日子的道路。
He has already walked 43,830 days.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他回忆以往神的带领的时候。
He was reminiscing how the Lord led him.
当他要把祝福给以色列的时候。
As he was about to bless the people of Israel.
他要从什么地方开始说起呢？
Where was he to begin?
他从那一天开始。
He began from that day.
因为这个日子。
Because that day.
是摩西最大的日子。
It's the greatest day in Moses' life.
也是旧约最大的日子。
It's the greatest day in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
为什么
Why?
我们现在明白了
Now we understand.
当神从山上对以色列人说话的时候
When God spoke to the people in the mountain,
神对他们说的是十句话
God spoke 10 words.
然后把它写在两块石板上。
Then he wrote it on 2 tablets.
圣经说这就是见证。
God said this, the Bible says this is a test.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
第一次
the first time,
你看见吗
you see,
在这里以前
before that,
神与人同在。
God presents himself with the people.
神也向人显现。
God revealed himself.
但是不要忘记
but do not forget.
这一次神对所有的以色列人说话。
Now God spoke to all of the people of Israel.
神要在雅各设立他的见证。
God is to establish his testimony in Jacob.
所有见证从这里开始的。
All the testimonies begin from here.
讲到神的见证。
When you speak of the testimony,
你要知道他诞生的那一天。
You need to know the day of his birth.
你要知道开始的那一天。
You need to know when it began.
神在永远里面就计划这件事。
In eternity, God already planned.
到了时候到的时候
When the time arrives
他要做成这件事
He is going to accomplish it
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and
sister 现在你看见吗
Do you see
好像在人类历史以来
In the history of mankind
我从来不知道什么叫做见证
It's as if we know not what is testimony
感谢主
But thank the Lord
到了西乃山
On Mount Sinai
当这些人站在神面前的时候
As the people were before God
当神对他们说话的时候
When God spoke to them
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
他不止亲自说话
He not only spoke to them
他亲自用手写下来
But he also personally wrote it down
石板上
wrote it on 2 tablets
这叫做什么呢
what does this mean
这个叫做见证
this is testimony
有的时候叫见证的板
Many sometimes it's called tablets of testimony.
但有时候圣灵就说这是见证。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit just refers it plainly testimony.
你现在清楚不清楚
？Are you clear?
这是非常非常重大的日子。
It is a great day.
我不知道我们读旧约圣经的时候
，When we read the Old Testament,
你有没有看见这是一个难忘的日子
？Do you see this is a day not to be forgotten?
他说，一面神降律法。
Yes, on one day he gave the testimony.
一面在律法之下。
On one day he gave, on one side he gave the law.
我们从恩典的角度来看他。
But on the point of view of grace,
我们有很不同的感觉
We will have a different feeling
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
就神的见证来说
as to the testimony,
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
do not forget,
就在以色列人出埃及以后
after the people of Israel left Egypt,
从节节开始算起
counting from Passover,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
到了第五十天
on the 50th day,
他们站在神的面前
they stood before God,
从月节以后算五十天
50 days after the Passover.
你如果读圣经的话
if you read the Bible,
这就是圣经的五旬节
This is the Pentecost in the Bible.
直到今天
Until today,
或者在主耶稣那个时候
or even in Jesus' time,
所有的犹太人
all the Jews,
他们讲到五旬节的时候
when they speak of Pentecost,
他们知道那是很重要的日子
they know it is a very important day.
因为那个日子律法就降下来了
because that is the day that the law came down.
就着我们的领会来说
according to our understanding,
弟兄姊妹就是那一天
On that day,
神在人间设立他的见证
God establishes testimony among his people.
神要在宇宙中设立他的见证
He wants to establish his testimony in the universe.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
Do you see that?
现在我们要问
Now we have to ask.
这些人能够为神做见证吗
Can these people testify for the Lord?
这些人最后达到神的目的吗
Can these people reach his ultimate goal?
我们知道他们失败了
We know they failed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天晚上要来看
Tonight we want to see.
怎样能够达到神的见证
How can we reach that testimony?
怎样能够满足神的见证
How can we satisfy God's testimony?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以我们必须明白西乃山的故事
We need to understand the story on Mount Sinai
我们才知道为什么神把律法降下来
Then we know why God gave the law
他们真的能够为神做见证吗
Can they be witnesses for the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是今天晚上我们要一同来看的
Tonight this is what we want to see
我们第一个晚上讲到神的见证是怎么一回事
The first night we spoke of what God's testimony was
那现在我们要问
Now we want to ask
神能够得着他的见证吗
Can God gain his testimony?
这就是今天晚上我们一同要问的
This is the question we ask tonight
不过为着年轻的弟兄姊妹
But for the younger brothers
我想我们在继续往前说以前
Let us, before we move on
我需要给弟兄姊妹看几张的图片
I want to show you a couple of pictures
这样你就知道这件事是发生在地上的
Now you know that this thing happened actually on earth
从前有一个太太
There was a lady
她要参加一个旅行团到以色列去
This lady once was going to go on a tour to Israel
她临走的时候
Right before she
她就告诉另外一个姊妹说
She asked another sister
她说我每次读圣经的时候
She said every time I read the Bible
我都以为加百农了加利利耶路撒冷都在天上
I always thought that Capernaum, Galilee all these were in heaven
我从来没有想到在地上
I never thought that they were actually on earth
我的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
西乃山和西乃半岛是在地上的
Mount Sinai, the Sinai Peninsula is on earth
这事是发生在人类历史上的
This happened in history
你如果知道这个日子是为多么重要
If you know how important this day is
然后你就知道我们这些蒙恩的人
You know that we who have been received grace
你看见说我们还会看见神做工其他的日子
You know how many more days, great days there are
但是我们先来看到底这个到底是怎么一回事
Now let us take a look.
我们看几张的图片。
Let us take a look at some slides.
那几张的图片，我们就可以明白。所以在我们继续以前，我们来看几张图片。
Before we begin, let us look at some slides.
那这个就是西乃半岛。
This is the peninsula, Sinai Peninsula.
那这个图片是从太空照下来的。
This is actually taken from the sky.
所以这是太空总署 NASA 提供的照片。
This is actually a picture from NASA.
那么弟兄姊妹，如果你问在 NASA 做事的人
，If you were to ask anybody who works at NASA，
所有从太空照出来地上的照片
，All the pictures taken from the heavens of the earth，
最清楚的是西乃半岛。
The clearest picture taken is of the Sinai Peninsula.
他们说不出所以然来。
They can't say why.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当初的以色列人就在这个旷野里面漂，一共经过了40年。
For 40 years, the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness here.
有的人说以色列人过红海，以色列人过红海是神迹，大神迹。
Some people say that crossing the Red Sea was a great miracle.
其实有个更大的神迹。
But there was a greater miracle.
以色列人40年之久，他们在这一片土地上经过。
For 40 years, the people of Israel wandered in this piece of land.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us.
经过40年
，Through 40 years,
他们的鞋没有穿破。
Their sandals were not worn.
他们衣服没有穿破。
Their clothes were not torn.
他们的脚也没有肿。
And their feet were not swollen.
从岁首到年终。
From the very beginning to the young to the old.
我们从岁首从一年的开始到结尾。
From the very beginning of the year to the end.
你看见神的眼目一直看顾这块地方。
God's eyes was upon this land.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才所说那个最大的日子
the day that we mentioned, the greatest day,
就是发生在这个西奈尔半岛上。
Happened on the Sinai Peninsula. You can see the darker part towards the south.
那里有17座高山。
There are 17 great mountains.
而西乃山只是其中的一座。
Mount Sinai is one of the 17.
所以我们知道以色列人他们过了红海以后，然后他们往南走，然后就到了西乃山。
They crossed the Red Sea, came to the south to Mount Sinai.
我们再来看第二张图片。
Let us see the second slide.
这个又是 NASA 提供的一张照片。
Another picture from NASA.
这是白天从太空照下来的。
This is taken during the daytime.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个就是西乃旷野。
Again, this is the wilderness of Sinai.
什么东西也没有。
Nothing there.
但是呢，在这边却是埃及。
On the left-hand side, you see Egypt.
埃及 98% 都是沙漠。
98% of Egypt is desert.
只有沿着尼罗河的才是。
Only near the Nile River do you see any green.
你看见这个尼罗河像棵树一样。
You see the Nile River like a tree.
这个就是尼罗三角洲。
That is the delta of the Nile Delta up there.
你记不记得以色列人在埃及的时候？
You remember the people of Israel when they were in Egypt.
他所得的那块地是歌山地。
The land that they gained was a land of
Goshen.
Goshen.
那歌山地就是这一块的地。
Goshen is right over there.
然后神就把他们从这里就带到这里来。
And God led them from there to there.
他们在这里的时候
while they were here,
他们不需要向天望。
They do not need to look to the heavens.
一年难得下20天的雨。
It rarely rained more than 20 days a year.
他们连祷告都不需要。
They didn't have to pray.
因为每年尼罗河会两次涨到两岸，古时候涨到两岸。
Because twice a year the Nile River will overflow.
我们知道说尼罗河乃是埃及人的生命线。
So we know that the Nile River was the lifeline for the people of Israel.
当以色列人在埃及的时候
when they were in Egypt,
他们所依靠的就是这条河。
What they relied on was the Nile.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
等到他们跨过红海经过红海
as they crossed the Red Sea,
他们在这个旷野里面的时候
when they were in that wilderness,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见
now you see,
他们乃是凭着神迹来活着
they lived according by miracles.
有两条路
there's two ways.
一条路是从这里一直到迦南去
there's the northern way that you can go all the way up to Canaan.
这是死海
You see the Dead Sea?
所以这条路就是亚伯拉罕所走的路。
That way is the way that Abraham walked.
也是主耶稣的父母所走的路。
Jesus' parents walked that way.
也是耶利米他们所走的路。
Jeremiah walked that way.
这条路叫做非利士人的道路。
That is the way of the Philistines.
一下子就可以进去。
You immediately go into Canaan.
但是神不带他们走这条路。
But God did not allow them to walk that way.
他们会遇见战争。
On one way they would be received many battles.But there's also a purpose.
在他们进迦南以前
Before entering Canaan,
神要亲自见他们
God wants to meet them personally.
所以神就借着摩西告诉以色列人说
So through Moses, God spoke to his people.
神要在这里与他相会
God wants to meet them there.
神要在西乃山那里与他相会
God wants to meet them in Mount Sinai.
所以我们现在来看第二章第下一章
Next slide.
这个是西乃山
That is Mount Sinai
西乃山看上去像一个脚一只脚很像一只脚
Mount Sinai looks like a foot
这个脚趾头这个地方是前山
And the toes you can see are the front part of the mountain
那这个后山就是圣经所说的山顶摩西到山顶去
The back part of the mountain is where the summit is
那这个西乃山长是两英里宽是一英里
It is 2 miles long, 1 mile wide.
当以色列人站在这个脚前的时候
As the people of Israel were sitting before the foot,
那个山事实上是2000英尺那么高的
That mountain was actually 2,000 feet high.
一块大的磐石高过他们每一个人就这样的就在他们的前面2000英尺
A magnificent great rock 2,000 feet ahead of them.
然后我们知道等到摩西上山的时候
And when Moses climbed the mountain,
结果你发现说有一个后山
You know that there's the back part of the mountain.
后山就是圣经所说的山顶。
And that back part of the mountain is the summit.
那么等到摩西上山的时候
And when Moses went on the mountain,
没有人看得见。
Nobody could see him.
没有人看得见，所以他们以为摩西不见了。
So they thought Moses had disappeared.
啊，不光如此。
Not only that.
你记不记得摩西和约书亚下山的时候
Do you remember when Moses and Joshua descended from the mountain?
他说我们听见声音，我们没有看见。
They said, we heard the sound, we did not see. Because they worshipped the golden calf.
所以他们听见一些吵大一些吵闹的声音。
So they heard some noise.
他们听得见他们看不见。
They could hear it, but could not see it.
所以这就告诉我们说。
This tells us.
No matter where
you are in the
wilderness, 你都看不见山顶的。
You cannot see the top of the mountain.
从山上下来，你能听见声音。
Coming down from the mountain, you can hear noise.
但是你根本看不见它。
But you cannot see it.
那么这一个山顶
，this summit
是又另外在高出700英尺来。
It is another 700 feet taller.
所以弟兄姊妹。你现在明白吗？这就是这个就整个的西乃山。
This is the whole of Mount Sinai.
那这个中间这一块叫做 summit basin， 就是山腰的地方。
This is the summit basin in the middle.
那很可能70个长老就是在那里，在神的脚下，他们吃喝的。
That is probably where the 70 elders sat before God's feet.
所以我们现在 under God's feet。所以现在我们就知道说大概那个情形是这样子的。
And this is roughly the situation.
然后我们看下面一张。那这一张呢，就是摩西山的周围。
And this is surrounding the Mount Moses.
那这个就是摩西山。
That is Mount Moses.
那这个呢，就是整个西乃的旷野。
And that is the wilderness of Sinai.
我们知道利非定是这个方向。
Rephidim is to the upper left-hand corner.
所以到了第47天的时候，他们就到了这个西乃的旷野。
On the 47th day, they reached the wilderness.
那这个地方可以容纳200万人。
And you can actually encompass 2 million people here.
这里的水源可以维持200万人最少一年到2年之久。
And the water source can last for 2 years for 2 million people.Next slide.
在100多年以前
About 100 years ago
有一个人名叫 Wilson
A man named Wilson
他带着探险队到了西乃山
He took an expedition out to Mount Sinai
这个 Wilson 就是发现耶路撒冷 Wilson Arch 就是 Wilson 拱门的那个 Wilson
This Wilson is the same Wilson that found the Wilson Arch in Jerusalem
他们带了40只骆驼
They brought 40 camels.
每一个人手里拿着一本圣经。
And each one of them had a Bible in their hand.
他们花了5个月的时间。
They had, through 5 months.
他们收集了3000多项的资料。
They collected over more than 3,000 items.
出版的时候是很大很大的一本书。
And they published a big book.
5大本
Naturally 5 volumes
所以我们知道所以我们才会清楚圣经的西乃山是怎么样一回事
That is why we are clear what Mount Sinai is all about
现在我们再来看下面
Next slide
这个是游泳池
This is a swimming pool
在西乃山下有游泳池不是很奢侈的一件事吗
Isn't it amazing that you'd have a swimming pool on Mount Sinai?
所以这就证明说西乃山附近的水是多得很的
This proves that there is a lot of water surrounding Mount Sinai
所以我们知道以色列人在那里能够经过一年之久
So we know that the people of Israel wandered for over a year
神要训练他们
God wanted to train them
从那里以后
From then on
使他们要成为神的见证
So that they can be his witnesses
那不止如此
Not only that
这个西乃山的周围
Surrounding Mount Sinai,
如果你看那个地形的话
if you are to look at the geography,
那就是当神创造这个地球的时候
When God created the earth
他已经预备好了一个露天的讲台
He already provided an amphitheater
那么这你看见这个是好像讲台一样
This is like a platform
这个就是那个大的磐石
This is a great rock
然后你看见有很多很多的很多很多的把你关在一起
And you are surrounded by these
还有就是整个的慢慢慢慢斜上去
and the ground actually slopes up
那这些科学家告诉我们说这个的确在西乃半岛里有这么个地方是完全是个露天的讲堂
Archaeologists tell us that indeed there is this place like an amphitheater
因为神要对200万人说到他的见证
because God wants to speak to 2 million people about his testimony
神要亲自说出那10句话
He wants to personally speak those 10 words
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sister,
你看见万事就互相效力
so all things work together for good
是西乃山那里的情
that is the situation at Mount Sinai
这个是今天你看到的西乃的广场
on the upper top part this is today's Mount Sinai
这个前面的广场 square、
oh, the square before Mount Sinai
那这个是100多年前拍的照片
and the bottom is a picture taken 100 years ago
你看见你就会看见200多万人能够站在神的面前
2 million people can stand before God
我们再看下面一个
next slide
圣经告诉我们他们坐在神的脚下
the Bible tells us that they sat beneath the foot
非常有意思的一件事
Very interesting.
这个西乃山的形状呢，就像鞋一样。
The Mount Sinai is like a shoe.
我在这里拿了一双鞋出来。
I have a shoe here.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是西乃山。
This is Mount Sinai.
你看见吗？这个就是两千尺高的地方。
This is where it's 2,000 feet tall.
然后两百万人就坐在神的脚下。
2 million people under the feet of God.
听神的话语。
Listening to His word.
那么两个70个长老大概到这里来。
The 70 elders reaching the ark.
然后摩西又上了700英尺到山顶上。
And Moses another 700 feet up.
那么非常有意思。
Very interesting.
这些探险家和科学家告诉我们。
Archaeologists tell us.
他们走遍了整个的旷野
They walked through the whole wilderness
没有一个地方能看见山顶的
There is not a single place where you can see the summit
那弟兄姊妹你明白是什么意思吗
You understand what that means?
你知道我们的神荣耀的神裂天而降
Our glorious God broke through the heavens and came down
神是说神的荣耀在山顶上
God said, the Bible says God's glory was on the summit
所以如果你站在这里的话
If you were to stand here
你的确确能看见神的荣耀
You can see God's glory
但是很稀奇
But amazing
他们居然没有死，居然能站在那里。
They did not die, they could still stand.
你知道一个什么原因吗
？You know why?
原来这个前山，这个磐石呢，这个大的磐石。
This front part of the mountain is a great rock.
把所有这个磐石的缘故。
And because of this great rock,
你能看见神的荣耀。
You can see God's glory.
但神的荣光不会直接打到你那里。
But the glory does not shine directly on you.
你看见我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
所以现在你看见吗
？You see?
以色列人所看见神的荣耀。
The people of Israel saw His glory.
都是 reflected, 都是折射，都是反射。
It is all reflection.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？You see that?
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
以色列人他们有很深的印象。
The people of Israel had a great
他们说的磐石高过他们。
They say that the rock was overwhelming them.
他们知道所有经过高过他们。High above them.
Is high above them.
那么这些他们站在这个广场的时候。
As they are standing on the square.
弟兄姊妹。他们为什么能站在那里
？How can they stand?
我们知道我们的主乃是万古的磐石。
Our Lord is that firm rock.
所以他们现在有印象了。
Now they have an impression.
等到救主降生的时候
，When the Savior came down,
他们就会明白了。
They will understand.
我们的主乃是永久的磐石。
Our Lord is that rock of ages.
弟兄姊妹，若不是因为我们在基督里的话
，If we are not in Christ,
我们没有一个人能在神面前站立得住。
We cannot stand before God.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
那个就是那个时候的光景。
That is the situation at that time.
两百万人站在神的面前。
2 million people before God.
他们看见神的荣耀。
They saw God's glory.
山是火烧的山。
The whole mountain was engulfed in flames.
你看那是神的荣耀。
That is God's glory.
然后摩西不见了。
And Moses disappeared.
是昼夜他们都没有回来。
40 days and did not return.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see?
这个就是那样，这就是那个那样的情形。
That is the picture at that time.
然后我们再看下面。
Next slide.
那么我们说这一块就是山腰，那么很可能我们等一等会说到那七十个长老他们大概在的地方。
This is the summit basin, and we'll talk about the 70 elders.
这里不是山顶，山顶在这里，这个山腰在这里。
The summit basin is here, not the summit.
这里跟这里还差700英尺。
The difference is 700 feet.
然后现在我们看下面一个。
Next slide.
所以这个就是山腰了。
This is the summit basin.
大概是这个样子的。
It looks about like this.
然后在下面
，next slide.
那这个就是山顶。
This is the summit.
我们知道四十昼夜摩西就来到了山顶。
40 days and nights Moses was in the summit.
那这个就是山顶大概的情形。
And this is probably how the summit looks.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在历史上
，in history,
曾经有过一次。
There was one time.
神率领众圣者
，God
千千万万的圣者。
Called all myriads of holy ones.
他把天带到地上来。
He brought heaven down to earth.
然后神亲自对以色列说。
And God spoke directly to the people of Israel.
以色列好像代表整个人类。
The people of Israel representing all mankind.
现在神对他们说话。
God spoke to them.
神要设立他的见证在宇宙中。
God wants to establish his testimony in the universe.
神要建立他的见证在这个地球上。
He wants to establish his testimony on this earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
那个日子是个最大的日子。
That day was the greatest day.
所以我们有了这一点点的背景，有了这一点点的领会以后
，Now that we have this background, this understanding,
现在我们再回到刚才我们所交通的话
，Let us return to the word.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们说自从他们出埃及以后
，We said that once they left Egypt,
经过五十天
，Over 50 days,
到了五旬节的时候。
On the Pentecost,
你看神设立他的见证在以色列中。
God established his testimony among Israel.
你觉得稀奇不稀奇
？You think it's amazing?
这是非常稀奇的。
It is amazing.
尤其如果你明白什么叫逾越节。
Especially if you understand what Passover.
我们的主就是逾越节的羔羊。
Our Lord is the Passover lamb.
他就是在正月十四号的时候为我们挂在十字架上。
On day 14, he hung on the cross for us.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
到了五旬节的时候
On the day of Pentecost,
你知道有一些事情发生的
You know certain things happen.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
所以我们现在来看另外一节圣经
Let us turn to another verse.
非常重要的
Very important.
我们来看使徒行传
Let us look at the book of Acts.
第七章
Acts chapter 7.
第三十八节
Verse 38,
这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在
This is the one who was in the congregation in the wilderness together with the angel who was speaking to him on Mount Sinai
请我们注意希腊原文的意思
Pay attention to the original Greek
这里原文是说这人就是摩西说的
This one is referring to Moses
曾在旷野的教会中
was in the congregation in the wilderness.
那个教会就是主耶稣说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
This congregation is equivalent to our Lord Jesus saying, I will establish my church on this rock.
那同样的一个字同样的一个字
Same word.
以弗所的教会那个教会就是这个字。
The word church in Ephesus is this word.
老底家教会的教会就是这个字。
The church in Laodicea is this word.
所以这里说这人在旷野的教会中。
The congregation in the wilderness.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters.
这个摩西的确在旷野的一般人和一般的人聚在一起的。
Moses did gather with many people in the wilderness.
那个就只是以色列人说的。
It speaks of the people of Israel.
一般以色列人聚在一起。
The people of Israel gathered together.
那个日子就称为大会的日子。
That day was the day of the assembly.
没有一个以色列人是例外的。
Not a single exception to the people of Israel.
当神建立他见证的时候。
When he established his testimony.
摩西一个人是不够的。
Moses was not enough.
所有神从埃及呼召的人通通有份的。
All those called out of Egypt had a portion.
需要两百万人来做神的见证。
Two million people to be witnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹，摩西是和这帮人在一起的。
Moses was with these people.
非常稀奇。
But amazing.
我们知道教会是五旬节以后才诞生的。
We know that the church was born after the day of Pentecost.
或者说教会是五旬节那一天诞生的。
Or, in other words, the church was birthed on Pentecost.
而摩西根本是在教会诞生以前1500年之久
Moses was lived 1500 years before the birth of the church.
那弟兄姊妹，施洗约翰有没有弄错了
Was Stephen wrong?
没有，弟兄姊妹。
No.
你看见吗？圣灵给我们看见。
The Spirit shows us.
当圣灵说到旷野的教会的时候
，When the Holy Spirit speaks of the church in the wilderness.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
当以色列人从埃及被召出来
，As the people were called out of Egypt.
当他们聚在神面前
，When they gathered before God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
现在神说这是旷野的教会
，God called it the church in the wilderness.
所以现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
教会这个字什么意思呢
？What does the word church mean?
教会这个希腊字意思是说。
Church in Greek
蒙召出来的会众聚在一起
means the called ones out meeting together
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们本来在埃及的
We were in Egypt
我们本来在世界的
We were in the world
神把我们从世界里面召出来
God has called us out of this world
当我们这些聚在一起的时候
As we gather together
这个就叫做教会
This is the church
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白了
Now you understand
以色列人当他们聚在神面前的时候
When the people of Israel gathered before God
原来他们这样做
When they did this
那就预表教会
It typifies the church.
但是给我们看你教会是这么一回事。
It shows us what the church is all about.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
在西乃山下。
On Mount Sinai.
当他们聚在神面前的时候。
As they were gathering before God.
你看见神建立他的见证在他们中间。
God established his testimony among them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见等到五旬节的时候。
On the day of Pentecost.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
120个人聚在那个小楼上。
120 people in that upper room.
弟兄姊妹。现在你看见圣灵降下来
，and the Holy Spirit descended，
把这120个人进成功做一个身体
，120 individuals into one body。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
教会从那一天就开始诞生了。
From that day the church was born。
当你比较这两幅图画的时候
，if you compare both pictures，
现在你就清楚了。
Now you will understand。
什么是教会呢
？What is the church？
教会不光是蒙召出来的会众聚在一起
，it is not only those who are called out who meet together。
他们要聚在神的脚前
，they are going to meet before。
现在神要把见证指给他们看
，and God is going to point out His testimony.
神要把见证设立在他们的中间
，He's going to establish His testimony among them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看你稀奇不稀奇
？Is this amazing?
五旬节的时候，律法降下来
，when the Pentecost the law came down.
重生节的时候圣灵降下来。
On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
这是怎么一回事？
What is this all about?
基本有一个相同的点。
There is one thing in common.
五旬节的时候
at Pentecost,
你看见神就设立了他的见证。
God established his testimony.
在旧约是如此，在新约也是如此。
Same in the Old and the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
新约的子民，旧约的子民是属地的子民。
The Old Testament people are earthly people.
新约的子民乃是属天的子民。
The people of the New Testament are heavenly.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
一个是律法降下，一个是。圣灵降下。
On one, the law descended. On the other, the Holy Spirit descended.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就是告诉我们说。
This tells us.
到底今天我们怎样能为神做见证？
How can we be witnesses to the Lord?
律法降下，他们失败了。
When the law came down, they failed.
他们倒闭在旷野。
They fell into the wilderness.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
看到圣灵降下的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descended.
你看见神终于得到他的见证。
God gained his testimony.
这个是得到见证的路。
This is the way to gain the testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看清楚了吗？
Do you see clearly?
西乃山那幅图画，
the picture of Mount Sinai.
给我们看见那个目标，
shows us the goal.
神在他的子民中间设立他的见证，
God among his people establishing his testimony.
你怎么达到那个见证？
How do you reach that goal?
路在什么地方？
Where is that way?
路还没有显明，
the way has not appeared.
路一直等到五旬节就显明了，
the way appeared on the day of Pentecost.
你知道原因在什么地方？
You know why?
因为在西乃山那一次，
on Mount Sinai.
是父神从天降下。
The Father, God the Father came down.
那是第一次天那到了地上来。
The first time heaven came down to earth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
等到我们的主耶稣道成肉身的时候。
When our Lord became flesh.
他降生在马槽里。
When he came to a manger.
这是人类历史第二个重大的日子。
The second greatest day in mankind's history.
弟兄姊妹，人类救主来到地上了。
The Savior of mankind came to earth.
你看见那些人都是罪人。
All these people were sinners.
站在西乃山下的都是罪人。
All those under the Mount Sinai.
你说这些人怎么能维持神的见证呢？
How are they to keep the testimony?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But thank
the
Lord.
神好早为人类预备了救恩。
The Lord prepared a way of salvation way a long time ago.
一直等到救主出生了，诞生在这个世界上。
Until the Savior was born,
那个见证的道路才开始明显的。
The way of the testimony started to reveal itself.
在那个以前，你看一个很大的目标。
Before then, you saw a goal.
弟兄姊妹，犹太人所看就是个很高的目标。
The Jewish people saw a high goal.
神说这是我的标准。
God said this is my standard.
神的见证代表他的标准。
This is the standard of my testimony.
神从来不降低他的标准。
God will never lower his standard.
弟兄姊妹，第一代人倒闭在旷野。
The first generation fell.
第二代人还要上去才行。
The second generation was to continue.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
神的见证从来不降低他的标准的。
God's testimony never lowers his standard.
但是问题我们要问。
But we have to ask a question.
凭着这些以色列人。
According to the people of Israel.
不错，就做神来说是见证。
Yes, to God it's testimony.
对以色列来讲是律法。
But to the people it's law.
他们能够遵守这个律法。
Can they keep the law?
当他们不能够遵守神律法的时候。
When they can't keep the law.
他们能够为神做见证吗？
Can they be witnesses?
摩西还在山上。
Moses was still on the mountain.
他们已经拜祭金牛犊来了。
They already worshipped the golden calf.
你们知道这些人到底违反了十条诫的哪一条诫命？
Do you know which commandment they broke?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
那个石板还没有拿下来。
The tablets weren't even there yet.
这个就是他们的，这就是人的本性。
And this is man's nature.
今天我们知道神要有他的见证。
We know that God wants to have his testimony.
我们这些人能为神做见证吗？
Can we be witnesses?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见荣耀的目标。
You see the glorious goal.
那个就是旧约那个高的标准。
That is the goal in the Old Testament.
从旧约到新约，神从来没有降低过。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, nothing has been lowered.
那人有希望吗，弟兄姊妹？
Does man have that hope?
感谢主。
Thank
you. 我们的主道成肉身。
Our Lord became flesh.
为我们钉在十字架上。
Went to the cross.
他就是逾越节的羔羊。
He is the Passover lamb.
从那一天开始算起。
From that day on.
五十天。
50 days,
到了五旬节的时候
，At Pentecost,
圣灵降下来
，The Holy Spirit descended.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神是三位一体的神
，God is a triune God.
在摩西的时候。
At the time of Moses,
看见父神把天带到地上来了。
At Moses' time, God the Father brought heaven to earth.
耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus descended,
是神把天带到地上来了。
God the Son brought heaven down to earth.
那么到了五旬节的时候
，At Pentecost,
圣灵灵神就把天带到地上来了。
God, the Holy Spirit brought down heaven to earth.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在圣灵已经降下来了。
The Holy Spirit has descended.
那条路就显明了。
And that way appeared.
我们就知道怎样能为神做见证。
We now know how to be witnesses.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
你看。见吗？当你比较这两幅图画的时候
，When you compare both pictures，
你就明白说
，You will say，
原来律法不过是叫人知罪的。
The law actually The law lets us know what sin is.
律法不过是一面镜子。
The law is but a mirror.
律法是告诉我们说我们不能够遵守神的律法。
The law shows us that we cannot keep the law.
律法就是说在见证基础上我们就注定是失败的。
The law says that in terms of the testimony, we will fail.
今天有一些很勇敢的人。
There are some courageous people.
他们要为神做见证。
They want to be witnesses.
他们 喊了许多的口号。
And they call out many things.
你能为主做见证吗？
Can you be God's
witness? 有哪一个人可以为神做见证呢？
Who can be witnesses?
律法为什么神把律法降下来？
Why does the law descend?
律法一面告诉我们谁是怎样的神。
On one hand, the law shows us what God is.
另一面告诉我们说我们差得远得很。
On the other hand, it shows that we are far away.
你只要犯一条，你就等于犯众条了。
You break one law, you break them all.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
律法是告诉我们说我们根本就不能守律法。
The law tells us we cannot keep the law.
弟兄姊妹，神要让以色列学这个功课。
God wants the Israelites to understand the lesson.
他们预备一位救主。
He prepares a savior for them.
他们要知道我们不行啊。
He says we cannot do it.
不可能能维持神的见证。
It's impossible for us to keep the testimony. God's goal is there.
God's standard is there.
How do you reach that standard?
弟兄姊妹，过了西乃山以后，
After Mount Sinai,
你知道下面一站是什么站吗？
Do you know what the next station was?
下面一站就是基布罗哈塔瓦。
The next station was Kibroth Hattaava.
很像日本话。基布罗哈塔瓦。
It sounds like Japanese.
那但是不要忘，这很重要的一站。
It's a very important station.
再下面一站呢？
The next station.
哈希路。
Hazara,
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
当人照过镜子以后
after you look in the mirror,
他原来的面目就显出来了
you will see his original face.
本来我们不认识我们自己
before we did not know ourselves,
从前有个老先生啊
there was an old man before,
喜欢批评别人
he liked to criticize people,
老是喜欢批评
always criticize people.
所以有一天呢他就到一个饭厅去了
so one day he went to a restaurant,
那他就告诉他太太说
he spoke to his wife,
他前面呢走过来一个老人
He said, an old man came before me.
我从来没有见到一个这么老这么丑的人。
I never met such an ugly old person.
他太太就赶快告诉他说。
His wife told him.
你是站在一个镜子的前面啊。
You are standing before a mirror.
那个又老又丑的就是你啊。
This ugly and old person is you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
本来我们不认识我们。
We did not know ourselves before.
你看到保罗本来就这样子。
Paul was like that.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗？有一天他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
在我的肉体里面没有良善。
In my flesh there is no good.
凭着我们自己，我们不可能维持神的见证。
According to ourselves, we cannot keep the testimony.
所以律法什么意思呢？
What does the law mean?
给你一面镜子。
It shows you a mirror.
知道你里面是怎样的。
Shows you inside.
人心比万物都诡诈。
That we are the most, we are sneakier than anything else.
弟兄姊妹，坏到极处是没有救药的。
We have so corrupt that there is no healing.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother, sister,
所以在这里给我们看见。
Now we see.
他们到了这个基布罗哈塔瓦的时候。
When they reach Kibroth Hattaava.
我们不是说过他们吵着要吃烤肉吗？
Remember when they wanted to eat barbecue?
这个肉还在牙缝上的时候。
While the meat was still in the middle of the teeth.
你看见神正直的手就落在他们身上。
His judging hand came upon them.
所以他们被葬的那个地方叫做贪欲之源的坟墓。
Because, so where they were buried was called the grave for the greedy.
啊，这个就是基波罗哈塔瓦的意思。
And that is what Kibroth Hattaava means.
这些人他们肉体里面有一个欲望。
In their flesh they had a desire.
他们觉得这个天天都是玛纳有什么意思？
They felt every day is manna. That is manna. That is not good.
今天读圣经，明天又是读圣经。
Read the Bible today. Read the Bible tomorrow.
所以他们觉得我们要吃一点肉才可以。
We want some meat.
我们从前在肉锅旁边吃。
We used to eat meat beside the pot.
所以他们就想念埃及的黄瓜韭菜。
So they thought of all the vegetable leaves in Egypt.
所以神就告诉摩西说给他们吃肉。
So Moses, God said, Moses gave them meat to eat.
直到他们痛快为止。
Eat until they're very happy.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？就在还在他们牙缝的时候。
While we're still in the middle of the teeth.
结果是什么？
What happened?
体贴肉体的就是死。
Those who are mindful of the flesh.Is that.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见肉体接着一定是死亡的
Mindful of the flesh will bring death
所以只要一过了西乃山
as soon as you pass Mount Sinai
这个镜子一照
as soon as you look at the mirror
你看见人里面的肉体就出来
you see the flesh in mankind
你要是这样的人能为神做见证
you want to say this person can be a testimony for God
讲到神的见证
when you speak of God's testimony
非常的荣耀
it's glorious
感谢主弟兄
thank the Lord
这一次主把这个荣耀的信息给我们
he gives us this glorious message
我们要问
We have to ask,
谁不愿意为神做见证
Who wants to be a testimony?
但问题在这里 我们这些人能为神做见证吗？
Can we do it?
律法那个禁止告他们说他们不过是贪欲的一般人。
The mirror of the law shows that they are corrupt.
不光如此。
Not only that.
到了哈西路的时候。
When they reach Hazeroth.
圣经告诉我们米利安长了大麻风。
The Bible tells that Miriam became leprous.
米利安是他们中间的领袖之一。
Miriam was one of the leaders.
你在他们刚刚过红海的时候。
Once they crossed the Red Sea.
谁带领200万人唱诗的？
Who brought the 2 million people to sing?
米利安很了不起。
Miriam.
我们今天领大家1000个人都不太容易的。
It's very difficult to lead 1,000 people to sing.
还不走掉，那是很不简单的。
And for 2 million people to keep the note is not very easy.
你看见说这个米利安实在是了不起的领袖。
Miriam was a great leader.
这是前面弟兄，前面姊妹啊。
This is our front brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
这些人应该是应该没有不会大麻风的。
They shouldn't become leprous.
但是所有人都知道米利安长了大麻风。
But all knew that Miriam had leper.
许多时候我们以为侍奉神。不会长大麻风的。
We think that those who serve the Lord will not become leprous.
没有这件事，弟兄。
No, brothers and
sisters. 只要经过了西乃山。
As long as you cross Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹，律法乃是那面镜子。
The law is that mirror.
一面给我们看见神是怎样，是圣洁的神。
On one hand, showing how God is holy.
我们怎样是污秽的人。
And how polluted we are.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？You see that?
最后结果，他们一个一个的倒闭在旁边。
One by one, they fell in the wilderness.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
凭着他们
According to them,
他们能够维持神的见证吗
？Can they keep the testimony?
你如果读这个这个使徒行传的话
，If you were to read Acts,
就在他们漂流旷野那38年
，For 38 years they were in the wilderness.
他们不光有见证的帐幕
，Not only did they have the tabernacle of testimony,
而且还有偶像的帐幕。
But they also had a tabernacle of idols.
那个字和那个帐幕是一个字的。
And that word tabernacle is the same.
你觉得稀奇不稀奇
？Is this interesting?
他们刚刚离开埃及。
They had just left Egypt.
结果他们抬的那个偶像都是埃及的偶像。
And they brought the idols from Egypt.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个是神的见证吗
？Is this God's testimony?
所以我们知道
，we know，
如果当到讲律法的日子。
The day that the law came down.
不错，是见证的日子。
Yes, it is a day of testimony.
你看见吗？神的标准没有降低。
God's standard was not lowered.
所以人失败了。
But man failed.
人不能够经律法照一照的。
Man cannot go in, cannot be before the law to be seen.
感谢主。
Thank you.
你看见神在那预备人的心。
God is preparing man's heart.
神巴不得以色列人能看见。
God wants the people of Israel to see.
神的见证从来不降低的。
The testimony's standard is never lower.
我们怎么能够达到那条路呢
？How do we reach that way?
他们有很好的理想。
They have a good thought.
Ideal.
They are very idealistic.
他们有一个很高的标准。
They have a great standard.
他们有没有问说这是神的标准
？But did they ask, is this God's standard?
弟兄姊妹，谁能够达到那个标准
？Who can reach that standard?
有哪一个人能够达到那个标准
？What man can reach that standard?
有哪些人能为神做见证
？Which man can keep the testimony?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother sister,
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个律法讲就这个五旬节讲律法这个故事。
The Pentecost and the law descending. This story.
告诉我们说
It shows.
神设立他的见证在神的子民中间
He established his testimony among his people.
而那个律法刚好显出他们时代的光景
But the law also showed the true being.
他们真需要的乃是一位救主
Who they really needed was a savior.
他们以为只有外邦人是罪人
They thought all Gentiles were sinners.
现在他们知道他们也是罪人
But now they know they are sinners.
所以罗马书告诉我们
The Romans tell them.
外邦人是罪人
The Gentiles are sinners.
犹太人是罪人
Jews are sinners.
世人都犯了罪
The whole world committed sin.
所以我们需要救主
So we need a savior.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
Do you see?
那一次神从天降下
When God descended,
他在地上要预备一般的人
On earth, he prepares the people.
他为着救主的诞生
For the savior's birth.
弟兄姊妹神先宣布他的见证
He called out his testimony.
宣布他的叫标准
He called out his standard.
宣布他的旨意
He called out his purpose.
人办得到办不到呢
Can man accomplish it?
人根本就办不到
They cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们主道成肉身
Our Lord became
flesh. 为我们钉在十字架上
Nailed to the cross.
他成了逾越节的羔羊
He became the Passover lamb.
从那天开始算起
From that day on.
从主钉十字架那天开始算起
From the day he was on the cross.
到了五旬节的时候
Until Pentecost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在圣灵降下来
Now the Holy Spirit descended.
把我们这些人进成工作一个身体
Has brought us into one body.
这个就是基督的教会
This is the
Church of Christ.
当初见证怎样是放在以色列人身上。
How the testimony was given to the people of Israel.
他们是旷野的教会。
They were the church in the wilderness.
他们做了教会的预表。
They were the type of a church.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那就是告诉我们说。
It tells us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
神如果在宇宙中设立见证的话。
If God were to establish his testimony in the universe.
严格说来。
Strictly speaking.
他那个责任乃是交在教会的身上。
The responsibility is upon the church.
教会不光是接过那个见证的使命。
Church does not only just receive the testimony,
它只看见那个目标,
it does not only see the standard,
而且它能达到那个目标,
but it can reach that goal.
那个秘诀在什么地方?
Where is the secret?
这就是律法和圣灵不同的地方。
This is the difference between the law and the Holy Spirit.
这就是恩典和律法不一样的地方。
The difference between grace and the law.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
自从我们的主从自道成了肉身。
Ever since our Lord became flesh,
他把天也带到地上。
He brought heaven to earth.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
在五旬节的时候。
At Pentecost.
在人类历史上
in history,
这是第三个重大的日子。
This is the third greatest day.
到了这个时候
at this time,
你看三而一的神
the triune God,
神在这个父在子里面
the Father in the Son,
子在灵里面
and the Son in the Holy Spirit.
现在到了圣灵降下的时候
when the Holy Spirit descended,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见三而一的神就把天带到地上来
the triune God brought heaven on earth.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这实在是件太荣耀的事
a glorious thing.
以色列失败的
the people of Israel were defeated.
只有教会能够完成的
they failed. Only the church can do it.
原因在哪里
why?
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
do not forget.
原因在什么地方
Where is the reason?
你知道我们的主就是那个天梯
Our Lord is that heavenly ladder
保雅各不过是条虫
Jacob was but a worm
他所要地上的祝福
What he wanted was earthly blessings
他的世界只是两度空间
His world was two dimensional
他做梦的时候
When he dreamt
他没有想到
He never thought
有一条路是第三个空间
There is a third dimension
有一条路是达到天上的
A road to the heavens
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
那里有个天梯
There is a heavenly ladder
把跟天跟地连起来
That connects heaven and earth
雅各不过是一条虫
Jacob was but a worm
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
就是因为那个天梯
Because of that heavenly ladder
最后那个虫变成了蝴蝶
At the very end that worm became a butterfly
能够翱翔在空中
Can fly around in the sky
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
所以神就称作雅各的神
God said he is aGod of Jacob.
雅各所在的那个地方
where Jacob was,
他说这是神的殿
He said, this is the temple of God.
这也是天的门
And it is also the gate to heaven.
原来你要往天去是从这里进去的
If you are to go to heaven, you have to go through this place.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
就对雅各来说
For Jacob,
他永远是虫
He forever the worm.
这对我们来说
For us,
我们永远是虫
We are forever worm.
神的见证就好像天一样
The testimony is like the heaven.
弟兄姊妹你能够爬到天上去吗
Can you reach the heaven?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们的主为我们挂在十字架
Our Lord was nailed to the cross.
一面他叫神与人和好
On one hand he reconciled man to God.
另一面他叫天与地连接
On the other hand he connected earth to heaven.
所以主耶稣做了我们的天梯
So Jesus became our heavenly ladder.
不止如此
Not only that.
他为我们升天以后
When he ascended,
圣灵就降下来
The Holy Spirit descended.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是永远可纪念的日子
This is the day to remember.
因为那一天教会就诞生了
Because the church was born.
那个日子是大会的日子
That is the day of the assembly.
所有蒙恩的神的儿女就进城工作一个身体。
All those who are saved are baptized into one body.
我们不是一个一个人做见证。
Not only one and one test one witness.
要整个身体来做见证。
The whole body to witness.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
你看见吗
you see,
在这里有一个见证。
Here is a testimony.
叫做合一的见证。
Testimony of unity.
在那一天。
And that day.
五旬节那一天。
Pentecost.
有一个见证。
One testimony.
在以色列人身上。
On the people of Israel,
合一的见证
is a testimony of unity.
在教会的身上
on the church,
也是合一的见证
also testimony of unity.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
you see,
神的见证降下的时候
God's testimony descended.
神设立他见证的日子
He established the testimony that day.
就是神的儿女们进城工作一个身体的日子
That's the same day the people of the children of God were baptized into one body.
什么叫做神的见证呢
What is God's testimony?
什么叫做耶稣基督的见证呢
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
那个见证就是合一的见证
The testimony of unity.
所以现在我们明白了
Now we understand.
我们现在来读这个我们现在来读约翰福音
Let us read the Gospel of John.
我们来看第十七章
Chapter 17.
我在他们里面你也在我里面使他们完完全全的合而为一
Verse 23. I in them and thou in me that they may be perfected in unity.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
that the world may know that thou didst send me, and didst love them, even as thou didst love me.
弟兄姊妹，这是主在上十字架以前为教会的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is the prayer that our Lord Jesus before he went to the cross.
他知道有一天我们要四分五裂。
He knew one day would be divided.
主怎么为我们祷告呢？
How did the Lord pray for us?
是他们完完全全的合而为一。
That they may be perfected in unity.
向世人知道你差了我来。
That the world may know that you sent me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见当我们合而为一的时候，
When we are one,
这一个合一的见证，
This testimony of unity,
要让世界上看见说原来神打发他的儿子来了。
Will show the world that God sent his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
You understand?
世界上的眼睛不像我们的眼睛。
The people of the world, their eyes are not the same as ours.
也许我们有属灵的眼光。
We might have spiritual eyesight.
他们没有属灵的眼光。
They do not.
他们只知道他们有没有彼此相爱。
They only know whether they love one another.
他们知道他们有没有合一。
They know whether they are one.
所以这个合一的见证是世人看得见的。
This testimony of unity the people of this world can see.
不是口号的。
It is not just, 不是 a slogan. It's not just a slogan.
不是只是唱高调，好像唱起来很好听的。
It's not like a beautiful song.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
当合一的见证在那里的时候，
The testimony of the unity.
你看见吗？全世界的人都看见了。
The whole world will see it.
哦，神拣选了西乃半岛。
God chose Mount Sinai.
当200万人聚集在神的脚前的时候，
When 2 million people were under his feet.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
那个合一的见证，
That testimony of unity.
就说出了神的见证。
Speaks of God's testimony.
所以你记不记得我们主怎么说呢？
You know what God said? Our Lord said,
他说，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
That they may be perfected in unity.
他前面有两句话。
Two words before
that. 我在他们里面。
I in them,
你在我们里面，
and thou in me,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当以色列人他们这两百万人像一个人的时候，
when the people of Israel, 2 million people like one,
不要忘记，
not forget,
神说这是他的见证，
he said that is his testimony,
但是神用见证这个字的时候，
but when God uses the word testimony,
稀奇得很，
amazing,
这个见证的板称作见证。
The testimony of the tablets are the testimony.
见证的柜称作见证。
The ark of the testimony, testimony.
但是见证的帐幕神没有说见证。
But the tabernacle of testimony, God did not call testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
什么时候，有的时候你要明，要知道这个见证。
Sometimes you want to know testimony.
到底指的见证的板还是指见证的柜？
Does it refer to the ark or the tablet?
是很不容易分的。
Sometimes it's not very easy to defend it.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白没有？
Do you understand?
这个里有一个器皿。
There's a vessel.
就是见证的柜。
And that is the ark.
然后神的见证就放在这个柜里面。
And God's testimony is put in the ark of the testimony.
这两样都叫见证。
Both of these are called testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，
For brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们已经很清楚了。
We are very clear.
那个见证的板当然是指着神的见证来说的。
The tablets of testimony speak of the God's testimony.
但是约柜也是见证。
But the ark is also testimony.
原来约柜乃是会幕的中心。
The ark was the center of the tabernacle.
里面有神的见证。
Inside there's God's testimony.
外面有见证的帐幕。
And outside you have the tabernacle testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个约柜是怎么造的呢？
How was the tabernacle
erected? 约柜是预表基督的。
It typifies Christ.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这里不只有神的见证。
Not only do you have God's testimony.
这里也有耶稣基督的见证。
You have the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
但是请我们记得。
Let us remember.
神把他的见证放在这个约柜里面。
God put his testimony in the ark.
所以圣经说你在我里面。
Therefore the Bible says you are in me.
你的见证在我里面。
Your testimony is in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚很清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以这里给我们看见说。
So it shows us.
不只有神的见证。
Not only is there God's testimony.
而且有耶稣基督的见证。
But there's a testimony of the Lord Jesus.
你知道约柜是两样东西的。
The ark is actually two things.
一个是造荚幕。
造荚木做的， it's actually made out of acacia wood.
还有是用里外用金金来包的。
And it is also covered with gold.
这个特别指着道成肉身的基督来说的。
This speaks of man becoming flesh.
因为
the word becoming flesh.
因为圣经很清楚给我们看见。
Because the Bible shows us.
这个木头代表人性。
Acacia speaks of man's nature.
金代表神的性情。
The gold speaks of God's nature.
所以这就说出那个道成肉身的基督。
So it speaks of the word that became flesh.
它是造荚木造的。
It was made of a cave.
如果大家到西乃旷野去的话，
If you go to the wilderness in Sinai,
你几乎只看见一种的树，就是造荚树。
You only see basically acacia trees.
造荚树总是很孤单的，你好不久不久过了一段时间。 间你看见一个像一把伞一样的一棵树摆在那里。
They are solitary trees that, that are kind of look like an umbrella.
孤零零地站在那里。
And they stand there solitary.
等一等，又一棵树在那里。
And then you have another tree.
他们从来没有成为一个树林的，没有。
They are never together as a forest.
非常的孤单的。
They are always separate.
整个西奈这个半岛都给太阳烤熟了，烤烫。烫滚烫滚烫
All of the Sinai Peninsula has been cooked by the sun.
但是这些皂荚子居然能够在那里生长。
Yet these trees can grow.
稀奇的很。
Amazing.
原来皂荚树啊，乃是神专门为骆驼设计的树。
Actually, acacia trees were designed especially for camels.
当骆驼走很远的路的时候
，After camels have walked many a long distance,
他就吃这个皂荚树。
They're going to eat the acacia tree.
因为皂荚树很高。
The acacia tree is very tall.
牛跟羊吃不到的。
The cows and the sheep cannot reach it.
那么同时因为它很多的刺。
But because there are also many thorns.
所以如果你咬的话会流血的。
If you bite it, you're going to bleed.
所以神就为骆驼设计了皂荚树。
So God created the acacia tree for the camel.
这样的牛和羊就不会吃那个树了。
So that the bulls and the sheep will not eat it.
但这种树非常坚硬的。
But these are very hard trees.
那么这个皂荚树呢吃在这个骆驼的嘴巴它那个舌神创造骆驼的舌头啊是不会流血的吃了不会流血很稀奇。
Amazing thing, camel's tongues, when they eat, they do not bleed.
所以这个就是皂荚树。
And that is the acacia tree.
但皂荚树特点在哪里
?What is the special point of the acacia tree?
在西乃半岛那个太阳晒烘晒的底下。
Under the extreme heat of the sun.
整个的西乃半岛是一个干地。
All the whole piece of Sinai is the parched ground.
皂荚树就是根处于干地。
And the acacia is the root out of parched ground.
就好像那个圣经告诉我们说，我们的主乃是在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
Just like the Isaiah says, he was like a tender shoot.
当这个地通通是干的时候
，while the ground was all parched,
所有的水分都没有了
，no water.
所以这棵树不可能从地里面吸取水分。
Impossible to get water from under the ground.
那么皂荚树怎么生存呢
？How does the acacia tree?
它根处于干地
，it has rooted out of parched ground.
它从这个地球，从这个世界，从来不得到什么东西的。
It cannot gain anything.
但是因为皂荚树的叶子很小很小很小很小
，but because its leaves are very small.
所以呢，等到太阳下山以后
，after the sun sets.
这个每一个树叶就这样就像整个空气就像整个天打开了
Each leaf opens up to the heaven
它就吸取空中的水分
And it absorbs the moisture from the sky
这就是我们的主
This is our Lord
它像根处于干地
He is like a root out of parched ground
在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽
Before the Lord he is like a tender shoot
它向着天永远是敞开的
He is always open to the heaven
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
它这样为我们道成了肉身
That is how he became flesh
感谢主
Thank you
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
神所有本性一切的丰盛都住在有形有体的住在基督
All the fullness of God dwells bodily in him
约翰也告诉我们说
John also tells us
他说道成了肉身
The word became flesh
住在我们中间
And dwelt among us
支搭帐篷在我们中间
And tabernacled among us
你知道这个约柜要支搭帐篷在我们中间
It's a tabernacle among us
结果充充满满有恩典有真理
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
And we saw his glory.
所以弟兄姊妹就在约柜的上面。
So on the tabernacle.
你能看见神的荣光。
On the ark, you see his glory.
所以你读这些圣经的时候。
When you read the scripture.
你就很清楚。
Very clear.
我们知道说约柜乃是预表基督的。
The ark represents Christ.
那现在弟兄姊妹。
So、brother and sister.
只有十诫叫见证。
Only the Ten Commandments are testimony.
也只有约柜叫见证。
And only the ark is called the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
等到约翰被在巴摩海岛的时候
，when John was an island of Patmos，
他提起他要做见证。
He was to testify.
他怎么做见证
？What did he testify？
他是见证人。
He is a witness.
他为两件事做见证。
Two things he testified.
弟兄姊妹，哪两件事呢
？What were the two things？
神的道。
God's word
和耶稣基督的见证
and the testimony of Jesus Christ
神的道就是神的话
God's word is his word
就是那个十诫所代表的
the ten words the ten commandments
这个耶稣基督的见证就是约柜所代表的
and the testimony of Jesus Christ represented by the ark
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你明白吗
Do you understand
我们这些人怎么能够合二为一呢
How can we be one
他说你在我里面
You and me
你的见证在我的里面
Your testimony in me
但是呢我在他
But I am also in them.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白没有
？Now do you understand?
父与子的关系
the relationship between the Father and the Son,
我们的关系
and the relationship between the Lord and us,
因着这样的连结
because of this relationship,
所以我们才能完完全全的合而为一
we can completely be one,
我在他们里面
I in them,
父又在主的里面
and the Father and the Lord,
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
那根据圣经的话
according to the Bible,
新约的特点在哪里呢
what is the typical point of the New Testament?
是把律法放在我们的里面
it is to put the law in us,
写在我们的心板上
so, written in the tablets of our hearts
现在我们明白了
now we understand
这样神的见证才能完成
his testimony then can be accomplished
所以感谢主
thank the Lord
虽然今天我们看见
even though today what we can see
当这个救主还没来的地上
before the Savior returned
当圣灵还没有降下
before the Holy Spirit descended
你看见说神在以色列中间设立见证
among the people of Israel there was established a
testimony 他们能不能达到他们所要达到的呢
can they reach that goal
但是不能
no
感谢主
thank the Lord
新约的特点在哪里
what is the New Testament
新约的特点就是立约的血
the feature of the New Testament is that blood
在旧约立约的时候
the blood of the covenant
我们都知道
we know
那是牛和羊的血
It is the blood of bulls and
goats. 然后摩西说这是立约的血。
It is the blood of the covenant.
那我们的主怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
你记不记得我们的主来到地上，我们的主设立最后晚餐的时候
When the Lord established the last supper.
他怎么说
What did he say?
他说的那句话就是这个西乃山下的那句话。
It is the word spoken in Mount Sinai.
他怎么说呢
What did he say?
他说这是我立约的血。
This is my blood of the covenant.
这个约是新约。
This is a new covenant.
这个血是我们主自己的血。
This is our own blood.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
You understand?
当摩西把立约的血洒在以色列百姓的时候
When Moses scattered the blood of the new covenant to them,
整个西乃山的光景改变了。
The whole Mount Sinai changed.
稀奇不稀奇
Is it amazing?
那时候70个长老
The 70 elders.
还有他们居然能够坐在神的脚底下吃喝
They could sit and eat under the feet of God.
现在看见的不是打雷
They don't see thunder.
现在看见不是雷轰
they don't see the trumpet sound
现在他们看见上面有蓝宝石
they see sapphire
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sister,
他们发现他们自己在神的脚下
they see they are under his foot
哦、oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brother sister,
现在你明白吗
you understand
当立约的血在哪里
where is the blood of the covenant
你看整个的情形就改变了
the whole situation changes
所以你看他们能在神的脚下吃喝
they can eat and drink under God's feet
感谢主
thank the Lord
在主的桌子面前
Before the Lord's table,
你怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
他说这是我立约的血。
This is the blood of my covenant.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们这些人
Today we,
我们所在的不是西乃山的雷轰那样的情形不是。
We are not under the condition of the thunder of Mount Sinai.
你看就好像在山腰一样。
It's as if we are at the summit basin.
你看上去那个整个蓝天整个蓝宝石在我们的上面。
You see the blue sky, the sapphire.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
在旧约
In the Old Testament.
这些人在神的脚下在那里吃喝
They were eating and drinking under his feet.
只有摩西俯伏在神的脚前。
Only Moses was before his prostrated before his feet.
那弟兄姊妹，一个是在主的脚前
，one was before his feet.
一个在主的脚下
，one was under his feet.
我们巴不得有一天能像摩西一样有多好呢
？We would love to be like Moses.
还是感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
新约的特点在哪里
？What is the feature of the Old Testament?
旧约的特点是在脚下吃。
The feature of the Old Testament is under the feet.
新约的特点，我们就是在主的脚前。
In the New Testament, the feature is we are before his feet.
所以圣经说，约柜乃是神的脚凳。
So therefore, the Bible says the ark is the footstool.
你来到约柜那里
When you come to the ark,
你就是来到神的脚前
You come before his feet.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and sister,
当我们擘饼纪念主的时候
When we break bread and remember the Lord,
神的儿女聚在一起的时候
When all the children gather together,
你看见吗
You see,
在这里我们是来到神的脚前
We come before his feet.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们来到约柜的脚前
We come before the ark.
我们在他的脚前下拜
We are before his feet prostrating.
像七十个长老
We are not like the 70 elders
我们像摩西一样
We are like Moses
现在我们能来到主的脚前
We can come before his feet
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
现在你明白吗
Now you understand
这是主的恩典在我们身上所做的
This is what his grace has done on us
当我们来到他的脚前的时候
When we come before his feet
你觉得那个脚我们认得那双的脚
We say we recognize these feet
因为就是这一双脚为我们钉在十字架上
This pair of feet that was nailed to the cross
弟兄姊妹你是我们来到他的脚前
every time we come before his feet
让他把律法写在我们的里面 面。
Let him write his law in our hearts.
让基督的生命从我们里面活出来。
May the life of Christ live out through us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个结果是什么？
What is the result?
那个结果是超过十把人所说的。
It's more than what the tablet of stones represent.
石板怎么说？
What does the tablet of stones say?
以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是我们里面的律法怎么说？
But what does the law inside of us say?
弟兄姊妹，现在恩膏在里面怎么说？
Now what does the anointing say in us?
你要转过另外一个脸来。
Turn your other cheek.
你要走第二里路。
Walk the second mile.
你要给第二件衣服。
Give your second piece of clothing.
你要完全像天父一样的完全。
You have to be holy as the Father is holy.
No,
you have to be perfect like the Father is perfect.
意思说我们的爱要像神那样的爱的完全。
Our love needs to be as complete as the Lord.
不光爱可爱的。
Not only love the lovely.
也爱仇敌。
But love the enemy.
为仇敌祷告。
Pray for the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是神的见证。
This is God's testimony.
在这里你分不清楚神的见证还是耶稣基督的见证。
You cannot distinguish between God's testimony and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那个见证是在见证的柜里面。
Because the testimony is in the ark.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在基督的见证在我们里面。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is in us.
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
我们就活出那个荣耀的见证。
We live that glorious testimony.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你如果读教会历史的话，
if you read history,
你知道说
of the church,
罗马帝国征服了全世界。
You know the Roman Empire conquered the whole world.
但是经过了三百年基督徒受逼迫，
but the 300 years of persecution.
他们做了一个见证。
They had a testimony.
你知道罗马市长写信给皇帝说。
So when the Roman governor centurion wrote to the Roman emperor,
你不能再杀基督徒了。
He says, "Don't kill any more Christians."
你杀一个基督徒，有另外十个基督徒要出来的。
If you kill one Christian, 10 more will appear.
最后罗马没有跟全部都杀光了。
And afterwards, they killed all the Christians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
罗马征服了那个座的世界。
Roman Empire conquered the whole world.
但是神的教会征服了。
In the spirit, it was accomplished. According to our flesh, forever we will not reach it.
如果让律法放在我们里面，
but if we put the law in our heart,
基督的生命在我们里面，
the life of Christ in us,
让它活出来，
let it live out.
顺服恩膏的教训，
we obey the calling of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
那个结果是什么结果？
What is the result?
那个结果就是那个见证。
The result is that testimony.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
可以的见证。
That testimony of unity.
教会的见证。
The testimony of the church.
就是神的见证，也就是基督的见证。
That is God's testimony, the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这是神一直所要得着的。
This is what God wants to gain.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
人的话真是有限。
Man's word is limited.
求你继续的说话。
May you continue to speak.
说到你的旨意成功为止。
Speak until your will is done.
说到我们这些人愿意答应你的呼召。
Speak until we are willing to respond to your calling.For your testimony,
无论多么艰难，
no matter how difficult,
我们不敢靠自己，
we dare not trust in ourselves.
我们乃是靠那个生命圣灵的律，
we trust in the law of life.
让你在我们里面活，
so that you may live in us.
能活出你荣耀的见证，
live the glorious testimony.
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
你的救恩是荣耀的，
your salvation is great.
你的救恩也是完全，
your salvation is complete.
你不只救我们不下地狱，
not only do you save us from hell.
你不只救我们不做罪人，
not only do you save us from being sinners.
你把我们救到一个地步，
you save us to a point.
我们能肩负你荣耀的见证，
we can receive your glorious testimony.
我们能抬你自己的见证，
we can carry on our shoulders your testimony.
亲爱的主，
brother,
我们把敬拜爱戴都归给你，
we give you all our love.
靠着耶稣基督可爱的名，
in Jesus' name.